Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam, Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad. Wala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum salam.
I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of all, the Lord of all the heavens, the Lord of all the skies, the master of the day of judgment. And may he subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his peace and blessings upon our beloved prophet Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we join today and it's, you know, in London, right with the brothers, having a nice little barbecue. And inshallah, today I want to discuss this ayah of Quran. And inshallah, I'll keep it short. In Surah Baqarah, verse 208, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, O you who believe, enter into Islam completely. And do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Surely, he is your clear-cut enemy. Subhanallah. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken the truth. That today, we have this beautiful weather outside. And you see the fitna. You see the corruption that's been going on. And we see how the non-Muslims, the kuffar, and even the Muslims today, how they are engrossed into the haram. And we do not take a look into how shaitan is leading us astray. And inshallah, today, I just want to go through a few examples. Yeah? How you generally get these four types of Muslims. And the first type is the one who says, my brother, Islam is in my heart. You know? And this person, he will be engrossed in every single haram there is out there. So he'll be checking the girls. He'll be going out in universities, in the pubs, in the clubs. He'll be chasing them, smoking the weed, doing whatever he wants to do. He doesn't care what Islam says about the halal and haram. All he'll be concerned about, he's enjoying his life. He wants to have a laugh, he wants to have a joke. He's chilling. When you speak to him about Islam, he says, brother, don't talk to me about this. Islam is right here. It's in my heart. Yeah? So that's the first type. But Islam for him is in his heart. And then we have the second type of Muslim, the brother who says, Islam for me is just a few pillars. The Shahada, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Zakat, Ramadan, Hajj, Salah. My brother, don't talk to me about anything else. I need to focus on these five things. Because Islam is these five things. Yeah? The hadith of the Prophet, what does he say? Yeah, that Islam, it was built on these five things. He doesn't say Islam is these five things, does he? No. But my brothers, they focus on these five things and they restrict Islam to these five things and they leave it in the four walls of the masjid. And we know when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that Islam, yeah, was, you know, is built on these five things. What happens when you build a house? You lay the foundations. The foundations are here, isn't it? Yeah? What goes on the foundations? Bricks go up, the walls go up. Windows, doors, and a roof. Yeah? So the foundations is what holds that together. But what about everything else? Do we neglect everything else? Subhanallah. That is the second type of Muslim. And then we have the third type, where he says, Islam is a way of life. Subhanallah. And we think, yes, that this is the one. Yeah, that Islam for me, I need to follow in every single action that I do. So now when I open a company, is that based on Islam? Is it a public limited company? Is it a private company? What am I allowed to have? What does Islam say on this situation? So now when I'm doing my banking system, is it based on riba or not? Yeah, so he looks into this. He looks into all these angles about what does Islam say. So now my wife, is she covering? What does Islam say about, you know, sisters covering? What does Islam say about free mixing? So now he will constantly strive about these things, about finding out the hukum on these scenarios. Yeah, but is this complete? Is this what Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this? My brothers, the fourth and final category. This is what the Sahaba, Ridwan Allah, they strive to do. It wasn't enough for them to say that Islam is a way of life. No. They went that step further. They went that step further by how? By their minds. By every single action they viewed outside, no matter what it was, they viewed it from that special angle. The angle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala laid down. The angle of the Quran. The angle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when our lands are being occupied in the Muslim lands, do we say, brother, we need to do dua? No. We say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid down his hukum for this situation. And we go, we find out. And we see we see out there the struggles that are going on. When we look outside, you know, we see a nice beautiful day today. And we see, you know, non-Muslims, they're going out, they're kissing other women and other men. And, you know, do we go and look at them, we think, subhanAllah, I'm missing out on something. No, do we feel this? Should we be feeling this? No. Our husn and kub and our khair and shur should be in line with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We look at these actions and we see these actions as something which is disgusting. And my brothers, this is what it means to enter into Islam completely. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, O you who believe, enter into Islam completely. I am not the one who says Islam is just in my heart. I am not the one who says Islam is the five pillars. I am not the one who says Islam is a complete way of life. No, I take it that step further. That Islam is everything. I live and breathe Islam. And I will give everything for the sake of this deen. My brothers, that is entering into Islam completely. And if we do not do that, then what are we doing? We are following into the footsteps of shaitan. And surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, he is your clear cut enemy. Alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin.
The brothers have got any comments, if they've got any questions for the brother.
They want to add on, inshallah, you know. Any comments you want
to
add on?
Any thoughts that you might have had on?
I've got a question, actually. You know, you mentioned Husn al-Qub, can you just explain what these terms are?
The Husn al-Qub is the Husn is the good, and the Qub, and the pretty and the ugly. Yeah, so when we look at these actions, how do we view these actions? So one is, you know, we say that is an action, you know, what do you mean by these actions are pretty and ugly? So when we view an action, how do we view it? When someone is doing certain actions, do you view this as something which is pretty or something which is bad? How do we view these things? And that's what it comes down to, is that these actions are in line with Islam. So when someone is doing something, like I mentioned outside, that they are, you know, you may see that someone is with another girl and you know that they are not married to them, you know, view this as something which is ugly, isn't it? It's an ugly action. It's a disgusting action. Yeah? And other things that we see when people are doing good actions, you know, you say that, alhamdulillah, these are pretty actions. So this is what it means by, you know, husn al-qub. If anyone wants to add to that,
I think one of the main things that brothers can take away from this is, and this is what I thought you were meaning by the difference between the third and fourth type of Muslim. The third one is just treating Islam as actions. So he'll come across a situation in his life and he'll say, right, what is the Islamic action? What is the Islamic approach that I should take? Whereas the Muslim who fully submits, i.e. not just in his actions, but in his thinking and his So in his mind and in his heart, is the one who views a situation from Islam. So an example on this, and I say it to some younger brothers, is if I came up to you and I said, all right, there was a man, yeah, and this man was eating fish, yeah, I see a lot of brothers smiling, like, yeah, we know that. This man is eating fish, and then his hands get oily, yeah? So what he does, looks around and thinks, and he just starts rubbing the oil on his feet. Now, I can see by a few looks, everyone's like, what's that? That's a bit weird, man. You can't be rubbing fish oil on your feet. What kind of thing is that to do? So, initially, you think it's a bit of a weird thing to do. And then if I was to tell you, just one sentence is, that man was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all of a sudden you think, wait, it's a beautiful thing to do. What? I should do that as well. Immediately, the action becomes something beautiful. So it's not just about, I will follow my actions, I will live by halal haram. Yes, we should, but it's not the complete, the be-all and end-all. We should bring our likes and our desires in line with Islam. It's when your thinking and your desires are in line with Islam that you truly become a strong and a dangerous Islamic personality, because then it's very hard to distract you and mislead you. So I think that's something brothers should think about. should conclude then, inshallah.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.